Alrighty. Hey, gang. Welcome back, you guys. Episode 139 of Zero Carb Journal. And I'm Matt, as always. And good morning, you guys. How are you? Happy Sunday. Nice to see y'all. good morning. I'm a little late today for me, 9 in the morning. And I'm just getting up. I actually stayed up super late last night, hanging out on the video chat with friends, and it was so cool. I told you guys about that a few weeks ago, and I've been doing it a bunch. I've done it a couple times, but I'm so thankful for that technology and this new paradigm, as it were. So I stayed up till like, geez, almost 3 in the morning last night, if you can believe it, which is awesome. So speaking of journaling, my zero carb stuff, that is something that would have been absolutely impossible for me just a few years ago. I was so fatigued. You know, there was a time not very long ago when I couldn't make it to like 8 o'clock. So, and you know, for the most part, I still go to bed really early. But I don't always, and that's new. And so that's part of the journal. Just sort of recognizing that I am nowhere near as fatigued as I used to be, and I'm getting to participate in life a little more than I used to. So thanks, Zero Carb. So anyways, there's the first thing to kick it off. So how are you guys? Hope you guys had a great week. I'm here again on the weekly, and I'm going to keep trying to do it like this. It seems like it's been so important for me in terms of keeping me on track. I definitely was a little stagnant this summer. So I'm here weekly. Nice to see you guys. I want to say once again, thank you to my sponsors, Let's Get Checked, for their home blood tests. As you guys know, these guys have been a big part of my progress and my current operation. So please do check them out. I got links down in the description and a 20% discount code, Zero Carb, that you can use for any blood tests that you might need. Let'sgetchecked.com. There's my little sponsored spot that I've been getting to do every week. I'm excited about that, and I really want to thank all you guys for all your support on that program. It's been incredibly helpful to me over these few months. So let's see. How are you guys? Hope you guys had a great week. My week has been really good. Actually, unbelievably just great. I had some unexpected windfalls, as it were. Nothing too cool, and nothing that's really manifested yet. Let me rephrase that. Unexpected potential for windfalls, let's put it that way. And they're not windfalls like in that classic term. I'm not about to get rich through some unexpected means, but just things that that could be happening in the future that I wasn't expecting anytime soon, that may or may not happen, and I'm not ready to really go much farther than that. But I got some news this week that that potentially could unfold into be something real exciting. So that was one thing. I've got a little hope, a little outlook for the future that's got me sort of buzzing right now. I rode my new bike a bunch, and I just loved it. It felt so great to be kind of mobile again and outside after not having my bike all summer. So what else happened this week? We changed the month over, and I just kind of settled into my fall program, got my lease signed with my renters, and yeah, I just kind of settled myself down here into fall. Did my town runs and got all my propane, and you know, I just kind of got a good week. Felt really productive. Moved myself forward, and definitely looking forward to what's coming next, which I don't always feel that way in the fall. So I'm doing pretty good. I am kind of looking forward to heading into fall and winter here and seeing, you know, what unfolds as we continue to progress. So you guys know I've been working hard on progress for the last few years. And this year's been a little weird and a little tough. I talked about that last week. You know, I was kind of, my next step in progress was traveling and getting out into the world and seeing how well I do out there as a zero carber, seeing if I could travel, seeing if I could meet people, things like that. And I haven't gotten to do that. And so that's been a little challenging. But because of that challenge and this sort of long incubation period, as it were, I'm really looking forward to the future. So And in a positive way. I don't mean that in a negative way. So there's that. So yeah, I've had a great week. I've had a really, really good week. I've had a week of giving me some hope, I guess. Nothing too specific there, but I just feel hopeful for the future, like I just said. So yeah, so there's that. Zero carb. Let's talk about food a little bit. So my food week has been pretty much very, very... Actually, that's not true. I was going to say really, really boring, but not incredibly boring. Same as always, for the most part, my ground beef, my homegrown ground beef. I have been eating eggs. I did run out of eggs, and I took a little break from eggs. Didn't notice any pluses or minuses too much, other than I missed them a little bit. But I did go to the store yesterday and got some more eggs. I did have a pack of bacon in my freezer that's been there for months now. I told you guys a few months ago I was done with it for a little while. And so I went to the store, kind of looked at my freezer, was like, I'm going to get rid of what's in here. So I did thaw out that bacon. And I ate bacon, and very moderately, like 3 pieces is all I was letting myself cook. Because this particular brand is one I know makes me sick. It's really thick, and it really can be difficult for me to digest. So a couple days ago, I started eating some bacon, 3 pieces a day, along with my ground beef and sometimes eggs. And no problem first day, no problem second day. And then yesterday I did it again and no major problems, but I could definitely feel it starting. I was starting to get the burn. I was starting to get the buildup of the bile that I just know happens when there's stuff in my stomach that is difficult for me to process, and it just takes a while to get through, and my bile builds up in there. That's not a very medical definition, but that's what it feels like. And after all these years of experimenting with it, I'm pretty tuned into it. So I did it. I noticed it. And so I'm not going to eat bacon today. And it was interesting in the sense that, you know, I'm wondering if maybe I just get a little load of those gristly bits that won't digest and they compound over time. So I don't know if it was the 3 days in a row or was it just that one day that just something, you know, triggered my digestive stuff. So whatever it is, I'm consistent anyways. Bacon makes me feel terrible usually if I eat it on the regular, and usually if I eat it once, I don't really feel like it makes me feel terrible at all, which is why I end up eating it on the regular and feeling terrible, because it'll fool me, and fool me once, they say. So I don't think I'm going to get fooled again, but I probably will continue to flirt with that edge because I like it. But I'm getting better, you know, at evaluating, you know, when it gives me issues and things like that. Anyways, I wouldn't have bought it. So don't chastise me, please. Kuhner. Sorry, man. I was just talking away. I don't know how long your chat has been sitting there. But nice to see you, my friend. Thanks for being here. Going really good, dude. Going really good. I hope you're doing well, too, Kuhner. Thanks for being here. So like I said, I probably wouldn't have bought that bacon, but it was in my freezer from the last. It was a holdout. So clearing it out, and then I'll probably leave it alone except I think I'm probably just going to eat bacon when I go to restaurants once in a while. I probably won't be bringing much home anymore. So there's that. What else can I talk about zero carb standpoint? Sounds like my relationship with dairy, says Kuhner. Yeah, Kuhner. And I wish I could flirt with that line with dairy. And sometimes I imagine that I can. And I don't know 100% for sure that it's dangerous for me every time, but man, the few times when I have flirted with it, it has brought me such incredible pain. The bacon isn't that bad. Like I just vomited at midnight and I'm fine. But the dairy, cheese particularly, seems to bring upon some sort of, obstruction in me that gives me the gas pain. That really has been my biggest nemesis. It's what makes me lose consciousness. Don't know how that is possible, but really bad gas pain. Hit a button in my guts, and that's when I black out. And so the cheese seems to be my most likely. you know that it seems to be the one that brings that on the most, and it's crazy how it it'll seem totally benign. Like, I'll eat a little bit of cheese one day and I'll be like, man, that was so good, and I feel fine. I'm going to keep eating cheese. And then the next day I'll eat just a little bit of cheese, and hours later I'll just have insane, I don't know what you call it, gas. I had a teacher that called them gas cramps. That's not really the right word, but hopefully you guys know what I mean. Anyways, none of that for me. So Keener says messing with goat ghee for now. Yeah, I hope that works for you, man. I do. I do know that definitely I, react differently to, like, I could eat yogurt. I could make my own yogurt. And as long as I fermented it for 24 hours, you know, to get rid of all the lactose, or more, then I seemed to be fine. So some of those, fermented things like kefir and goat, definitely, like when it comes to the cheese, that those episodes I just talked about, I haven't had that happen with goat cheese. So these days, if I do buy cheese, which has been once a year or twice a year, it's always goat cheese. So for whatever reason, Kuhner, that does seem to be a thing. I know you definitely seem to be at least narrowing in on that too, that that for some of us anyways, the goat dairy is a little more palatable, processable, benign than the cow dairy. So I've experienced that, and I love goat cheese, so that's fine. But again, I'm wary of eating too much, because when it goes bad for me, it goes really bad. I end up really regretting it. When the bacon goes bad for me, I just go, oh, it's this again, you know, and I'm over it in like 15 minutes. When the dairy goes bad for me, it's like I'm really regretting it. I'm in a really bad place for a while. So there's that. What else? Let's see. I think that's pretty much it for my food stuff. I will say there's one thing that I'm missing terribly right now. And I'm not missing it terribly, but I just wish I had better access to it. And that's salmon. You know, for the first few years of Zero Carb, I was working on the boats pretty steadily. And my customers, you know, were building fishing boats and stuff. So I just had a pretty clear path. I had an easy access to people's freezers. They would get new fish every year from their Alaska trip, and they'd give me their old fish, and you know, so I just was eating a lot of salmon, and I'm not eating, haven't eaten any for a long time, and you know, it's so expensive to buy even here, in any volume, so it's not something I buy for myself much. We do have, there is a store here that has some smoked salmon at a great price, so you do sometimes go there, but that store has been a little iffy through the pandemic, so I kind of stopped going there. Anyways, it's just a side note. I just sort of miss some seafood. I feel like I could use some. Oh, there's Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for being here. How are you? So glad you're here. Sarah says, starting Charlotte on goat milk this week. She'll be 2 in February. Oh, wow. Sarah, I didn't forget entirely that you had a new baby, but last time you mentioned your older daughter who was still working, you know, you were working through the epilepsy stuff, and I had neglected to remember that you also had Charlotte. Wow. You're so busy. Good for you. So Sarah says she's going to nurse through the pandemic, but starting to introduce goat milk instead of cow milk, I think because goats are smaller like us, it is better. Yeah, that's interesting, Sarah. I wonder what it is about the goat milk that seems to be easier to process for us. I've heard different things. I've heard, like, you know, people breaking it down into the chemical elements and trying to talk about that. But, you know, I wonder if it isn't just, historical. Like, if we just haven't spent more time with the goat family as our domestic animals than we have with cattle. And some of us maybe just don't have the ability to process the stuff as well. I mean, I don't know. That's 100% just speculation. There's no science there. But, but yeah, it does seem to be that for people like us, it does seem to be generally easier to process. So I'm glad to hear you're trying that, Sarah. That's awesome. That's really cool. And I hope Charlotte's doing great. I'm jealous. I'll be honest. that's really what I'm thinking, is how cool, how fortunate you are. Good for you, Sarah. You're an inspiration. So there's that. And let's see, what else can I talk about on Zero Carb? You just made me think about some of that old stupid stuff I used to talk about being lonely and stuff. I don't talk about that anymore. Oh, that's funny. you know, there's a lot of stuff, right, that that within our personal goals and whatever that we can work on our own. And then there's some stuff you just can't really do by yourself. So I focus on the things I can change for the most part. And so, yeah, good stuff. So anyways, what else, you guys? I don't know. I guess that's about it. What am I looking forward to this week? I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to this week is some football. We got a Seahawks game, and I don't know, Sarah, you're close to Miami, but you're probably not a Miami fan. Actually, I probably think you might not care about football at all. You seem like pretty cool like that, but we're going to play Miami today, and I'm looking forward to it. I've been having fun watching my Seahawks this fall. Hope they don't get stopped up. I know we lost a couple games this week because of the pandemic, which I think is appropriate. I'm not too hopeful that we'll keep this season going with those guys all running around sweating on each other. I didn't think so, Sarah. Sarah says she doesn't care about football. I'm thankful to have a couple games this, you know, on Sundays, and I don't know if it'll last, so I'm going to soak it in while I can. And then the rest of the time this week, man, I'm really excited about my bike. So I'm going to be riding my new bike a lot. And we're getting into fall, so it's starting to get cold. So I'm starting to have fires and doing, you know, my stove chats. And so I'm having a good time focusing on that stuff. So I'm just going to continue to stay the course here and keep making some progress. So Sarah says maybe a little tennis. All right. That's kind of what I figured, Sarah. I hope, Sarah, that you got some cows slaughtered. I slaughtered my cows a few months ago. I just wanted to touch base on that, on being a no livestock owner for the first time in over a decade. And, it's weird looking out at the pasture and seeing no animals out there. But I do have to say that I am enjoying this break. It took me a few weeks. You know, I'd wake up and I'd just instantly look to see where the cows were, to make sure that there was no holes in the fences, to make sure the water was full, and all the things that you do when you're taking care of the animals. And as it has started to fade, I've really noticed sort of like that lifting of responsibilities, sort of just some things, that less things I'm, you know, I need to take care of, as it were. And I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying that feeling. I've been looking, it's nice to be seeing winter coming and not have a ton of fence chores and all that stuff. So anyways, just a side note. Sarah says, can't imagine seeing no cattle, but she was raised in a nursery, so like plants better, although animals taste better. And you know, Sarah, I love both those things very much. They're both, so dear to me in terms of how it makes me feel going through the day when I have those things to care for, and when I've, you know, improved my surroundings by encouraging those things. I love it, but I am enjoying this. I guess that's what I'm saying, is it's in such stark contrast to how I spent my last few decades that I'm enjoying it. It's a change. So anyways, there's that, change in the way my weeks go. And yeah, I put my crazy bowl in the freezer, and I'm glad too, Sarah. That was daily stress, you know, and calls from the neighbors, he's out in the road, and so it just feels good. And you know, if I was a rich landowner, it would have been a different story. I mean, if I could afford to keep cattle, hire someone to come build perfect fences, and you know, that'd be one thing. But when you're just kind of struggling along, and all your extra money goes into a little bit of fencing you can afford, and all your extra time goes into patching it up, and you know, I mean, I don't need to tell you. I think anyone who raises cattle, and it probably happens at every financial level. Those things are probably always the same. You know, the pastures just get bigger, and the herds just get bigger, and the fences just get longer. But it's always the same in the sense that you just never have to stop being vigilant. And so, yeah, it feels really good. I feel really excited about the future. I feel really like the progress I've made these last few years I feel like zero carb and this whole, you know, progression has put me in a great place, and changing my livestock program. Yeah, I'm just in a space where I'm open to opportunity. Let me put it that way. Yippee for the future. Yeah. Yeah, I'm open to opportunity. You know, sometimes we're stuck, right? And there's times in our lives when if things were to come cross our path, we might not be able to take those opportunities because we have other things going on. And I've been pushing myself kind of towards this place where I'm open to opportunity. It feels really good. So anyways, that's all. And that's probably enough for today, you guys. It's, we're 20 minutes in and my Seahawks are going to play in about half an hour. So I have to cook my food. Actually, I haven't even done that yet. So I'm going to get going. I'm going to go, cook some smash burgers on my flat top and, probably no bacon, put some eggs. And I'm going to watch some football and lay around and rest up and then ride the heck out of my bike this week and do some stove stuff and try and make some progress. So there is that. So I hope you guys all are doing great. I hope you guys are making some progress. I just want to say thank you guys, all of you, for your support and all that every week. I really appreciate it. And reading your comments here, Sarah's cooking for 20 and laid out of church, I think that says. And that sounds like a big job, Sarah. I know you love it, though, so enjoy yourself. And you know what? I wish I was one of those 20 people. I bet it's going to be incredible. They're so fortunate to get to eat the stuff that you put so much love into. So good for you. And Kuhner, hope you have a great day, man. Hope you get to do some rock climbing this week, and hope you make some progress as well. We didn't chat much about pull-ups and things like that, but hopefully you are continuing to make some progress. I hit my PR the other week, and now I'm kind of flat, but I'm still going too. So, all right, you guys, that's enough. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for your support. And check out letsgetchecked.com, my favorite sponsors. Use my code ZEROCARB. And hope you guys make some progress this week, huh? Let's stay the course and keep putting some positivity in the world. All right, you guys, I'm going to hit the outgoing video, and I will see you guys next week. Have a great day. Have a great week. Thanks.